coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardbredCanada.ca. Norm Borg with you from the home office at Rideau Carlton Raceway. She's the First Lady of Racing. Casey Coleman, 3 O'Brien Awards. Coming back for 2010 with a lot of ammunition. We'll talk to Casey on this edition of Trot Radio. Multiple O'Brien winner, Casey Coleman, on the other end of my line. Welcome back to Trot Radio, Casey.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're coming off a career year, excess of $6 million. You've got star pupils under your charge. Let's talk about some of the real bright lights. Let's begin with sports writer, 149-2 at Mohawk, world record in the Metro. Second to all-speed Hanover in the Breeders' Crown, so that was his only loss. How's he wintered, and what are his prospects?
He wintered very well. The horse, well, everybody that's seen him last year has seen how good-looking he is already and the size of him and his attitude. But he's filled out a lot. He's got longer. He's got taller. I actually just put the hobbles on him for the first time a couple days ago when I trained him a mile and 30. And I'd let them out 3 inches then. I'm going to bring them in about a half inch. They just, he's pacing perfect, but they just seem a little bit too long. So they're going to be at about 2.5 inches from last year.
What's he racing at? How many inches in total?
They're about 60 and a half right now, I believe.
That's a big boy.
I got to measure them. I didn't actually measure them. I just kind of let them out, and but I'm going to assume they're around 60 and a half.
Yeah, that's a pretty big boy.
Yeah, no, and he's thick. He's very, very thick, and he looks like a million bucks. I couldn't be any happier the way that he wintered.
Sports Writer strikes the front. Can he hold off Rock and Roll Heaven? Sports Writer leads it. Rock and Roll Heaven coming to him. Sports Writer a length in front. Sports Writer 2 lengths clear. Sports Writer makes headlines in the Metro Pace. 149-2 for Sports Writer.
Where are you pointing him, aside from the obvious? What's your game plan for Sports Writer?
Our game plan is about early May. We'll start qualifying them. We'll qualify them probably 2, possibly 3 times, and hopefully like an overnight event. We've paid him into a couple stakes to start for his first stake of the season, kind of undecided where we go so far. We're kind of leaning towards that Hoosier Cup. I wish it wasn't a 12-horse. They go with 12 horses, but they go for $500,000 one shot, too, so that's hard to turn down. So we're kind of thinking the Hoosier Cup right now, and then obviously we're paid into the Burlington, and all on the same day there. They have the Burlington, the New Jersey Classic, and race over at Yonkers, but both the two in the States go for about $500,000, and the Burlington's about $200,000, I believe. They go for $150,000, $200,000 they'll end up going for, and then the North American Cup is my first big race that we're aiming for.
Let me ask you, I've got my handicapper's hat on when I do ask this of a trainer of your stature. You take a horse through 2 or 3 qualifiers, as you said, which might be the plan with Sports Writer. The intent, of course, is to get him good and tight in a hurry, or is it still to just give him a race first time out? I'm looking at this from the standpoint of the handicapping angle of first time off the layoff sort of thing.
Yeah, anybody that sees how I qualify my horses, no matter if it's a state caliber or a cheaper horse or a maiden or what it is, I pretty much always qualify twice. There's very, very rarely you'll see me qualify once, and I just don't think a horse is ready to go into a race off one qualifier. No matter how much you train a horse, you can train them whatever you want, and I don't believe that they're fit enough off a qualifier, off one qualifier training miles, so I always qualify two, sometimes 3 times, and then into a race. I want my horses ready to go right off the bat. So.
Okay, I'm just writing down this note. Bet Casey Coleman first time off a layoff. Okay, good. let's talk about the other son of Ard's Place, Art Colony, with a 151 speed badge. Bit of a disappointment in the Meadowlands. Did get beat by one heck of a horse in Well Said. Came within a length of having a lifetime mark of 148-4. I don't think we've seen the best out of this guy.
No, you haven't. Art Colony, like as you said, obviously he's been quite a disappointment because he hurt himself, not because of any other reasons. Just he's got about $800,000-$900,000 on his card, and he should have $2 million on his card. This horse, he hurt himself in that final of the Meadowlands Pace, and he's coming back great. We gave him the time off, healed him up 100%. Kind of my game plan with him is you won't see him race a whole lot this year as a 4-year-old. I'm estimating 10 to 12 starts. You'll see him start about late June, early July. Only major stake I paid him for is Canadian Pace and Derby, and the whole reason for that is two things. One being that I don't want him overly raced against the age horses, being a four-year-old, and two being he's coming off an injury, and I don't want to re-injure him. So I'm going to race him very lightly and spot him in the right places this year as a four-year-old, and then as a five-year-old, I'll pretty much, if he's good enough, stake him to everything we can and try to have a huge season with him as a five-year-old.
Well, he's got 863,750 on his card. You're right, a lot more room to grow there, especially with the kind of speed he's shown. Daughter of Western Terror, another one of your star pupils, Western Silk with a 152-1 lifetime mark at Woodbine. Tough trip in the superfinals. How's she freshened up over the winter?
She's actually come back real good. We gave her quite a long layoff because she needed it. She raced way more starts than I normally would start a two-year-old. She was racing so good, and the money was so good in the Ontario Sire Stakes, it's hard to say no. So we did race her a little more than I wanted to, and obviously that's always a concern coming back with a three-year-old when they've raced too much as a two-year-old. But I think she wintered well. She grew as she was quite small as a two-year-old, as everyone knows. She still isn't a big filly, but she definitely did grow up quite a bit from what she was as a two-year-old. And I've only been a 30 with her so far. I plan on having her ready probably about the middle of May for the Sire Stakes, but she's come back real good, and I'm real happy the way that she looks for this coming season.
Now, you've conquered so many mountains in this business. What's the biggest goal for Casey Coleman in 2010?
I always set high goals for myself, and so far we've been able to hit them all. I always go up by making more money and more wins. So my last year we made $6.6 million, so I'm going to aim to better that, hopefully better by another million or possibly even two, unless I shoot high. But it's not unrealistic goals with the kind of horse flesh I have down here. I got a lot of powerful 2- and 3-year-old stakes horses and quite a few open horses that are coming back too. So I got to shoot high and hope we can make it.
I like your attitude. One fellow told me one time, objectives are where you start from, not what you aim for.
No, for sure.
Well, Casey, best of luck in the coming year. You've got a lot of ammunition to reach those goals, and let's hope that everything works according to Hoyle. Congratulations once again on your recent O'Brien Award. Starting to become old hat.
Yeah, I hope that we can keep going there. So far, 5 years in a row and win three of them. So let's hope we can keep getting invited there. It's quite an honor.
Can't see why you won't. Casey Coleman, thanks so much for being on Trot Radio.
Thank you.